Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Corporate Theater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All parties welcome to check in with about traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. We'll break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Rotary Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pack Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Charter Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Rotary license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., as well as not done so in 15 minutes, please feel free to check. Conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that should check in? Are there any echoing stations that should check in?
Yes, this is Dave, KD2ERR.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in, and KA3TFB Bill from Warrendale was in here, but he may have been having an issue, so hopefully he'll make it back in to hang out with us.
Okay. I see he popped back in there. Let's see if he wants to check in. Try it again. Are there any other check-ins for Echo Link Station?
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater. Can you hear me now from KA3TFB? Maybe we're having some technical issues. I rebooted and repowered up to load a new code here. Bill here in Warrendale, and give me a good report here. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
Okay, we got to that time there, Bill. All right, well, let's start here at the top of the list with KD2ER. Dave, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hello everybody, not too much going on here, just enjoying some warmer weather. I'm down in, Foreland tonight, so we'll, the southern part of the country, enjoying the weather down here. So with that, I'll just say 7-3 and everybody have a good evening. KD2ERR.
Okay, Dave. Well, thanks for checking in there, and have a good evening. I'll catch up with you later. KD2FPM, Kevin James. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
All right, yeah, good evening, Jeff, and a hello to everyone on board KD2FBM out here in Oneonta. And, yeah, Bill, you came in a lot better. Hopefully we're making it back to you down there in Warrendale as decently, so that'd be kind of cool. Looks like I got 52 degrees, maybe 50 degrees. It might have dropped down a little bit there. So here in Oneonta, clouds overhead, and I'm hearing that we may see some shower activity. So, yeah. Got to hang out with my little buddy today, Brutus the Wonder Mutt. Today was his birthday. He turned 7 years old. And, well, right now he's watching me get aggravated as I'm trying to complete a form for the local union. I guess they call it a 990N. And this 990N is about to go bye-bye because it doesn't like anything I'm putting in there. It says it's not legit, real, et cetera. So, Yeah. It's one of them things, more bureaucracy on a computer that makes no sense, but it's got to be done, or otherwise we're not legal and legit. So, trying to do the best I can with this, so wish me luck. With that, I'll say 7-3, hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin. Well, maybe it's their way of hazing you, breaking you in with an impossible form. I remember one of the jobs they had, we used to get the guys with the form joke there, tell them to go up to HR and get us the ID 10T form. And when they get up there, they'd ask them to write down the form number. Well, if you write down the form number, you'll get the joke. Anyway, the old ID 10T joke. So, all right, thanks, Kevin. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. K3TFE, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, KA3TFE. Fine business here. We have our nose above the water. I guess that's okay. Currently 61 degrees. It's going to drop down, I think, tonight around 54. One of the big projects we've been doing is we had a little side job here from 10 o'clock this morning to 1 o'clock, and I had to facilitate a building. And some of the things you get involved with, we had somebody complaining that there was bats in the belfry. Well, after half a dozen times in this room that I don't happen to do anything with is... KD2AIT, KA3TFB, continuing. Anyhow, we found a nest up in that... in a loft up there, so we had turned that over to people who could take care of that. I don't want to disturb a nest. My goodness, I have enough issues. Anyhow, hey, we dropped out once here. We're going to give it back. Thanks for being there. Tip my hat to everyone up there in New York and the Empire State. And we'll be listening from KA3TFC. Over.
All right. Well, I know, I don't know, I try to do everything I can to attract bats to the property. They keep the mosquitoes down. So, I don't know. Anyway, okay, well, thanks, Bill. We'll catch up with you later, and keep your nose above water. Okay, this is KD2AIT, next over Black River Valley Service Center. I'm not taking calls from regular members and guests.
And to PFM, good evening, Jeff. WA2, just checking in and out. Good evening.
JC2WI.
All right, there's three. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody else on the net. We got a temperature of 42 degrees, temperature dropping rapidly. Had a high today of 55. We had a low of, I think it was 26 on there. So we had decent temperature range there today. And I guess we'll have some cloudy weather with some showers and maybe some snow shower or something on Tuesday. That's... It's Dunkin' Donuts Free Donut Day on Tuesdays up here. So nothing too much. I went to church today and all, served on the altar. There was no one else, so I got the job of serving on the altar, which I always want. Of course, in order to get to becoming a priest. And that's about it. So we'll say God bless her. My mom was good spirits today over at the nursing home. With that, God bless. 73's N2PFM clear.
Hi, George. Well, I hope the solar panels got a good charge in today. Had a couple days here of rain, it looks like, but not complaining. We need a little rain. Even when we went out on a hike today up there in the woods, everything was dry, crackly dry, not safe dry. So hopefully we get a little rain, kind of take the edge off fire-wise in the woods. All right. Have a good one, George. I think John said he's in an Alba if he wants out here, if he wants to jump back in WCU. DC2WIP, good evening, what's up?
KC2WI, yeah, it's, well, it never was that warm, it was only 55. And, it feels like it's getting a little chilly here. I decided maybe I'm gonna make a little fire in the wood stove. I don't really have to, but rather than crank the heat up. And I really did things on the list, but not what probably was the most important, but it was just, I got to the point, I had to do it. I went out and started sorting through some old computer stuff, and if it's not raining too hard tomorrow, I'm going to do a little more, load some in the car, some scrap stuff in the car. Take it up to the electronics recycle bin. Start clearing out, get some space. I'm working on my porch, front porch work area that I, you know, like to sit out and work in the warmer weather. And I had a lot of stuff stacked there, and so that's gonna get cleaned up. And I'm going to get the other side cleaned up. I might move the work area to the other side, the bigger side of the porch. And maybe I'll take everything off of there and actually do the porch rebuilding that I want to do, which is get the solid sides off and make it so it's a little more open in the warm weather. And then I'll have to figure out how to keep the wind from blowing through it when it isn't so warm. I don't know. But maybe I'll actually get that done. I got a real busy week or two coming up here with various things. And like I said, probably what I was doing today was not the best, definitely wasn't the best use of my time, but one of those things that just got to the level of you know, I got to start this. And I was going to go out. I went out yesterday afternoon and worked 40 meters made a lot of contacts with the guys out in Ohio areas. They do a every year they do, I mean, they might even do this twice, I don't know, but because I remember it more than a couple times. But they've been doing a near vertical incident skywave test, and the whole areas, Ohio is one section, so the whole state. Somebody said they thought that Indiana was doing it, but I also talked to a guy from Michigan. So the idea is you get out your whatever you think is going to work good as an IVUS antenna, you know, high, near vertical incident skywave, and see if you can, you know, make contacts in the short range, but not line of sight. And so I just went over the boat launch in Glenfield here and set up my temporary portable antenna on the push-up mast, and I think I made about 20 contacts. A lot of the IVUS stations, a couple special events, a couple parts on the air, and one of the guys was, I think, Dover, Ohio, and he said, North Country Trail, and I said, gee, that sounds familiar. I said, everything's called the North Country, and there's a trail here, and he said, well, yes, the same trail, which I had forgotten about. And it's, you know, they're trying to build this all across the northern United States trail. And it comes in through the Finger Lakes Trail and up to Rome somehow, I'm not sure exactly. And then up through at least where there is the towpath still, the Brea Trail, into Boonville, and then back down to Forestport on the Peter Canal. So that although it's not a national park, it's a management unit of the National Park Service. Therefore, it's one of the units that is counted as a national park that you can activate national parks on the air. It's got a designator TR04, I think. So I realized, hey, I don't really have to drive very far, and I could do that. I was thinking about doing it this afternoon, but I just kept doing one more thing and one more thing, and then I said, that's too late. But that would be a fun thing to do if anybody's interested. The rules are you can't, in other words, you can't walk, but it doesn't say how far. You just walked over to a picnic table and set up your portable HF station, or maybe down the canal, towpath somewhere, a little farthest you can get from the power line, better. But looking to do that sometime. That's a lot of fun. The other closest place is Fort Sandwich. So I guess if you do Fort Sandwich, you get a double, you can count that you're activating two parks at once because the trail, you know, is designed to go through there. I don't know exactly how, but KC2WI.
Right. I see, where did I see that? If you look online, that Adirondack Trail, they're talking at least up in the section by my camp there, they're going to connect the Stone Dam Trail to that little Woodhull Trail that I was on today. That's the plan, and I'm not sure exactly the path, but they do have it laid out, like proposed path on one, if you look up on the DEC website. And then from there, you'll be able to go up through Sand Lake, and obviously the rest of that trail that's already there. So, in fact, I was just looking at it here today. I'm looking at some other trails to do up in there. I don't know if you've ever been familiar with, did you ever go up the 40 Mountain Trail up there?
No. What is it?
It's called 40 Mountain Trail. The trail goes up to 40 Mountain, according to the map. I've never been to either one of them.
Never heard of it. Now, there's this, as I recall, if you go into Stone Dam, you know, I went in there and I tried to figure out where's the Stone Dam, you know, I don't know. I ended up going around the corner of the trail comes up in this sort of the end of the lake, I guess, or the sort of a swamp there, and you go around it and then you go up, and I figure you're going to come down to the lake, and it never comes back. And if you go far enough, you go to, I think it's Chub Pond. I can never keep straight which one is Chub Pond and which one is Gull Lake, but I think it's Chub Pond. And out to Beaver, whatever that's called there. Bear Creek Road. So I'm not sure if that's the way the North Country Trail is going or not. The Little Woodhull, I think that one, on a map it shows, I think that goes over to the trail, which is a snowmobile trail between North Lake and Millbrook there at the end of Bear Creek Jeep Trail. Which goes, along the Sand Pond Outlet by the Sand Lake Falls, lean-to and that. Maybe I'm wrong, but this other one, I don't know where that is. I don't remember ever seeing it.
Well, if you look on the map there, it's off of Wheeler Town Road, and then like a little road there called Light Road, which I don't remember seeing, but they show it, and right at the end of that road, they show it. It looks like about a 3-mile trail, but I can't seem to find any information about it in any of the trail reviews on site, online, so that makes me even more intrigued. But it looks like it's just all the way through the woods. It don't even look like it comes out near any kind of water or anything, and it doesn't even go to the top of 40 Mountain. It comes to the base of it, so I'm not sure what the point of the trail is. Maybe it's just a snowmobile trail. But anyway, it kind of runs parallel, sort of, with Far Road, but it splits off, they diverge eventually away from each other, but it runs parallel with the end of Far Lake Road there, Regional Road, wherever you want to call it. Anyway, I just wanted to see if you are familiar with it, but yeah, they show on the Adirondack trail, the proposed junction there, because there is no real east-west junction there. So that's their proposal is for the Stone Dam Lake, to cut a trail from there over to the Littlewood Hall, and you have your right to up to Sand Lake and, you know, Woodhall Lake, and then go wherever it goes beyond there. And, yeah, and your Chub Pond thing, that's right, you take the Stone Dam trail up. And, you know, they move the trail quite a bit, and they do it pretty frequently, actually. They move those trails more often than you would think. And, yeah, it does, you got to kind of go off the trail to get to the lake, and they try to move everybody away from it for whatever reason. And I believe the dam itself is on the southern, like southeastern end of the lake. It kind of comes, kind of like shaped like a heart, so at the very bottom part of the heart of the shape, that's where I believe the dam is. I believe it used to be a kind of mill there, and there was an old dam there, and then, you know, they had taken the dome, the dam down in a sense, but never been able to get over that far because it's all marsh, so that's probably another reason why they moved the trail. All right, thanks, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, me and my son, we got up early this morning and dropped my daughter off to my aunt's house. Babysitted her while we went up to, like I said, that we went up to that hike there for the Littlewood Hole. It was a very nice hike, very wide trail when you first start. It was about two-thirds up into it, and it starts like most trails. Starts to get a little rough, a lot of down trees, and you kind of lose your trail every now and again. You got to circle back, but we made pretty good time on it, and saw a bald eagle as soon as we got up there, which was kind of nice. I caught the smallest bass probably on record. I was thinking if I had a big bobber, I would have thrown the thing out there and used it as bait, but it was pretty cold, and even that little tiny thing when I pulled it in there, usually those little ones bite like they're 10 pounds. You know? Even he was just not—he was not into it. It was too cold. So I had some bites with some trout on another stream on your way up there called Clark Brook, whatever. And but nothing was really moving all that fast up there. So a lot of beaver huts and fresh trees that have just been freshly taken down by beavers. Very peaceful up there. We're the only people that signed on the registry over the last week, so nice quiet hike up in there. And we got back here, a nice long nap, and then got up, and we've been doing stuff around the house here, and head off to bed soon, and got to work tomorrow. Yeah. All right, KD2AIT, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
N5AOW, not a whole lot, Jeff. Great day today. A little cold, a little windy, but nice day overall, and just one of those relaxing days, you know. I thought it might be a little bit warmer than what it was, but I'll tell you what, getting the wind off the lake, it was cold. So, other than that, not a whole lot to report. Like I said a while back, won't be long, the bass will be biting, so I got a little bit of boat in the water, and I'll put the engine on that thing, and anytime you feel like coming up, jump in it and go. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. You have a good evening. N5AOW.
Well, you would have laughed if you saw the bass that I caught by accident today. About as long as my pinky finger. I took a picture of it just for the fun of it. I put it right up close to the camera, and it was huge. Got my dad excited there for a little bit, so I told him it was a minnow. They weren't biting much up there, and they weren't moving very fast. I was trying to get trout. That was the only thing that was biting up there, I believe. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing some bass fishing here this summer. We're going to get up there and see how the old Otter Lake, how it handles up there. But, okay, Bill. Thanks for checking in. catch up with you later. Bob.
Real Bob.
You're getting late today. All right, it's KD2 AIT over here. Need a second. All right, hearing that, I'll now hold the Black River Valley Service and return to 52 River Guns to use. I'd like to thank Dave, Kevin Dane, Bill out there in Warrendale, George, John, Pete, and Bob for checking in tonight. Say, see who's in the room with me. KD2 AIT, clear.
WI. I see that I got a I just did a search here and I came up with some snowshoeing website. The trail to Little Woodhull Lake goes off not just a little up the road from where the old trail to Twin Lakes, where the bridge is out now on the river. But apparently that used to be a snowmobile trail. You know, you could make a loop from Far Road in to the one end of Twin Lakes and then ride down the lakes and then pick up the other end and ride out to North Lake Road. You can't do it now because there's no bridge.
Roger, the parking spot for the Little Woodhull Trail is right where that bridge used to come out there.
It doesn't show it that way on this map, but I remember it now, that when I was in there and walked down to the road, down to the bridge and came out, that just about across the street is where that trail goes off.
Yeah, if you look at it, if you go to alltrails.com, they show you the old trail there where it used to go. We walked it last time we went down. You know, we split off when we did the Twin Lakes Trail, we split off and west of where the old one was, and it is grown in. You can't even see the old trail, at least on that side of the river. You know, I don't know about the North Lake Road side, but you know, when you're on the North Lake Road side, when you park where the trail is, there is like an old road you could go down in there. They say no motorized vehicles, etc., but you take it down there, and we keep saying, well, when we get done with this hike, we'll go down there and go fishing, and by the time we get done with the hike, we're too worn out, we don't want to go down there.
Yeah, where that parking area is, there's a good road that, so to speak, that goes down to where the bridge was. I mean, it's been a few years since I walked down there, but it obviously, at one time, you know, that was a good road, and probably on the other side was a pretty good road. But that's what I figured, is that even if you know, slogged across the river there, you'd be fighting, you know, it would be tough. Now, I got this alltrails.com, but I gotta zoom in before it's gonna show me the actual trail.
Yeah, you can see it there if you zoom in where you go, they'll show you the Twin Lakes Trail, and then you'll see where it says Black River Trail connects right to it. And, it shows a crossing the Black River, but we followed that trail exactly on the line, and you get there and there's a real steep bank there, and there's no you're not crossing from that end, so we just walked back and cut back to the trail. But the other side, you're right, yeah, that's where the I believe that's where it is, somewhere up there. No, the Little Woodhull's further up. Okay, so maybe I'm thinking of, no, it's a different spot. Okay, yeah, it's a different spot. You'll see it when, if you zoom in on the map there, start from Far Road over, you get about like 1.3 miles or something, and you see where it cuts off to the side. But anyway, Pete, I'm beat after that hike today, so I'm going to head off to bed, and we'll catch up with you later. 82 AIT.
Yeah, okay. Nah, this, I don't know, I'm on alltrails.com, and there's a, you know, I put in Little Woodhull Lake, New York, and it gives me a marker, what looks like where the trail starts on the North Lake Road, but it doesn't show the trail. It doesn't show the trail, the Twin Lakes Trail. I see Black River Trail. Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's not showing me the right thing then. I don't know. All right. I'll talk to you later. KC2WI.
This is KC2QQR for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, currently being held on 145-170. Stations with or without traffic, please come now. Stations, come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Octem. Negative. Hello, everyone.
Roger. Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Thank you for checking in. This is Octem.
This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB Bill, checking in through the Echolink in western Pennsylvania, a little town called Warrendale. No traffic. Back to net control. Over.
I got a KA3F and then I lost the last two there. Could you please repeat?
Roger, roger. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB Bill in western Pennsylvania checking in. No traffic.
I got you that time, Bill. Thank you for checking in. This is Octane. Sounded like there was another station coming in. Could you please repeat?
N5AOW.
N5AOW, thank you for checking in. This is Octane. This is KC2QQR for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. Any other check-ins? This is Octane. Well, thank you all for checking in tonight. 7-3 Stall, have a wonderful evening and good day tomorrow. KC2QQR going back to net frequency and clear.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, KA3TFB logging off the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for your use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3 KD2FPM will be clear.